Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest in Lake Tahoe, Nevada, at the FEI meeting is Rick Forbes, a partner with Roy Lomas Carpets and Hardwood in Harleysville, Pennsylvania. Rick, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Last night was announced that you won Member of the Year on the single-family builder side of the business. We'll get to that in just a minute, but for the benefit of our listeners, if you don't mind, tell us a little background on Roy Lomas Carpets and Hardwoods.
Roy Lomas Carpets started back in the 50s. Roy Lomas had a workroom, and he dealt mostly with labor. And then sometime in the late 60s, my father joined on with him. My father had a sales function, and they were great partners together, and they really worked well, and they got into the housing business and moved up to an expansion area, and the business just took off from there, and the business was literally built on the housing business. A couple of years ago, the Lomases decided to retire, and my brother and I bought them out.
And it says on your card that you're in the builder market, which we know, but you also have a retail business, right?
We do. We have a very strong retail business. We find that because we've serviced the new homeowners so well that they generally come back for remodel replacement work, and then word of mouth has been really good for us too. So we have a very strong retail business.
And what percentage of your business is to the builder market?
Builder market right now, I'd say, is probably about 45%.
But at one point, it was a lot bigger, and it's kind of coming back, right?
It was. I'd say at one point it was probably north of 70%, and then it took a turn when the market went down, and then last year we had a pretty decent year. This year is a little bit softer.
Talk a little bit about your customer, the type of builder that you work with.
Yeah, we work with regional builders. We don't currently have any national builders, so I think the regional builders aren't as anxious to get started in markets that aren't particularly strong. We know that they have inventory. They just haven't decided to build on it yet.
All right, so this transition, this was a partnership with two older gentlemen, one of which was your father, and now you and your brother are in business with your father. Is your father still active in the business?
Semi-active.
He's actually out here. Did he only come out here because he knew you were going to win the award?
That, and I think he wanted to spend some time with us, too.
So you won Member of the Year. Was that a surprise to you?
It was, yes. We're thrilled by it.
Talk about your relationship with this organization. I mean, you're fairly new here, right?
We are. We're 3 years into the program. We're very impressed with the leadership and the group. I mean, if you think about it, you know, Dave and Jay and Andy and Graham have taken a bunch of strong-willed individuals and talked us into the fact that, you know, we do have a lot of commonality and that we should be talking. And we do talk a lot about best practices. We talk about market conditions. We talk about things that are just common to us. And it's nice to hear stories from the other side and confirmation that, you know, you're doing things right.
Now, have you been members of any other organizations up to this point?
We have not, no.
Very interesting. What is the benefit of the membership?
I'd say first and foremost, it's networking. We've met some terrific people. I can call anyone at any time, and they pick up the phone. They have no problem sharing with me best practices or, you know, whether they think an idea I have is a good idea or a bad idea. I just feel very comfortable with the people that are members here.
You know, I did an interview this morning with David Giesling, the CEO of this organization, and we talked a little bit about the constraint on labor, that there's just a difficulty finding good installers out there. Are you having that issue in Pennsylvania?
We're actually not. I mean, I'm not going to say it's great, but it's not as bad as the other stories I've heard here. We've done pretty good with picking up some carpet installers and some hardwood installers. We're a little bit short on vinyl installers, but I think that's something we'll be able to work out.
Mm-hmm. Are your installers subcontractors or employees?
We have a mix of both.
All right. Just real quick, talk about trends in the business. Obviously, we've seen where LVT is becoming a very popular product. Are you putting in a lot more vinyl plank now than you used to be?
We are. We've always done a large job with hardwood. Hardwood's been a big part of our market. So when I did an analysis last year, I looked at soft surface versus hard surface, and we are trending away from the carpet, but not near as much as other people are. We're still a majority of carpet store.
All right. So when you say that and you look at the builder market, is the carpet just mostly in the bedroom now, or tell me where you're seeing carpet go in these homes?
It's more than the bedrooms. I'd say, you know, family room is still a prevalent area. Living room, dining room, it can go either way with hardwood or carpet. And basements. We put a ton of carpet in basements.
Mm-hmm. And this hardwood you're putting in, is it engineered hardwood?
It is not. We do mostly 3/4-inch hardwood. We do a little bit of engineered floors. One of the reasons why we don't do as much engineered is because we put Luon underneath all the engineered floors. We just find that it solves all of our problems.
All right. So what's your outlook for this business moving forward to the end of the 14 and on into 15?
Well, we're optimistic that 2014 will finish strong. We've had a good last couple of months, and we think that's going to carry on through the rest of the year. 2015, I'm not as sure because I really like to see the housing market get a little bit stronger.
We were a little bit surprised in 14 that housing didn't pick up even as strong as we saw it in 13. What do you think the issues were on that?
I really think it's the availability of money. I think that the first-time homebuyer is still struggling to be able to buy that first house, and if they can't buy their first house, then there's a trickle effect because the next person can't buy their bigger house and so on and so on. That's how we see it.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. Well, congratulations on winning Member of the Year at the FEI Group on the single family builder side. Again, been talking to Rick Forbes, who's a partner with Roy Lomas Carpets and Hardwoods based in Harleysville, Pennsylvania. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.